Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us, as he pops in a couple of times every year, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. John Taylor, who heads PRT, a job he's had for 10 or so years, and he's hair still gray and hasn't gotten darker.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, the hair has definitely turned white.
How long have you been with the City of Rock Hill?
42 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Has it always been with PRT?
Yes.
Really? So you were here 42 years ago when we had none of this stuff.
That's correct. I'm kind of grown up with PRT, and we've definitely grown up. My hair's gotten gray, and PRT's gotten bigger.
I mean, you're going back to when there was no Cherry Park, or the Cherry Park had just opened?
There was no Cherry Park when I first got here. Matter of fact, Cherry Park was my first one of my first jobs. I did some programming before that, and then went right into Cherry Park, helped be the liaison to get it built, and then kind of done a little bit of everything since then.
So take me back to 42 years ago when we did not have a Cherry Park. What did Parks, Recreation, and Tourism really do?
Well, we were we had a bunch of facilities that were built with work progress money, but they were all in neighborhoods. So we programmed those facilities, did the traditional team type of stuff, and eventually got in as we grew and the economy changed with the textile mills going out. We eventually got into looking at Cherry Park to help diversify our economy. So it's been a wild ride.
So you have the places like Confederate Park.
Mm-hmm.
Was Hargett Park
It was Sullivan Park at that time.
Sullivan Park.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. And can you remember what the size of the PRT department was?
Numbers? No, it was very small. We had all hand-me-down equipment.
Isn't that something? So today PRT is roughly how many people?
We've got roughly 116 full-time people. We've blown up to about 200 seasonal. And that seasonal goes from February to November. So we're a huge department now, and we got some of our own revenue sources like the hospitality tax and the A tax, and which we got to drive those taxes. So to be a viable department, I think we've become that.
Well, we lost a great one here a couple of weeks ago when Betty Jo Ray passed on, and one of her signature projects of many was, of course, Cherry Park. And Cherry Park, very interesting, a little bit before my time, but that was a very controversial issue at the time. Some people wanted a shopping mall there, other people wanted Cherry Park. And if I remember right the story, a fellow by the name of Doug Eccles and another guy by the name of Melford Wilson, who were on council at that time, both lost their jobs or their seats on council because of their vote in support for Cherry Park. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I was witness to all of that. I think Doug used to say his political career died there and began there, too. So
I always quote the former mayor when I had him on Straight Talk a number of times. He said, "I'm not quite sure how all this got started, but I'm sure glad it did." Well, where it got started, of course, was Cherry Park. That brought the softball tournaments. Mm. And then, here we are, all these years later, and we are just on fire with sports. So, where do we begin? I mean, there is so much going on right now. Let's just talk about the Indoor Sports and Event Center. The numbers on that are absolutely phenomenal in terms of what it's producing in terms of revenue, people coming into the city, You just told me that lots of luck trying to get a hotel room in Rock Hill right now on the weekends because there ain't none.
That's correct. It's really our June and July is shaping up to be one of our best that we've ever had due to the Sports and Event Center and due to the good job that we continue to do at our other facilities. We just had 150 teams at Cherry Park last week for 6 days, along with the 120 basketball teams at the indoor center. So we're staying busy.
Well, multiply that times every player probably has a mom or a dad, maybe a brother and a sister, and it doesn't take too long before we know why we're out of hotel rooms. Very nice.
Right. Yeah, our economic impact is we gauge it from year to year and monitor it from year to year, and it's on pace for fiscal year to be higher than it was last year, and it was $67 million, and we're looking for it to go over $70 million this year.
I don't doubt that for a minute. Now, to cap this off, as you said last weekend, you had a lot of baseball players here, a lot of basketball players here. I'm still amazed at the number of people who come for these cornhole tournaments.
Yeah. Yeah, cornhole's big. I mean, they got the world headquarters here now, so it's amazing what not only what they do with their events, but what they're doing now just during the week.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, really, just to give them a plug, their headquarters building inside the event center is constructed in such a way, it's a rectangular office building, and on the perimeters of the rectangle are the offices, and in the middle of all of that are the cornhole
courts. Yeah.
And if you want to go in there and do a team building event, or you just want to burn off some steam, you go in there and pay them a few bucks and you can play cornhole.
That's correct.
And get yourself a beer or whatever.
You can come up a pro in cornhole too. So it's...
All right, now we've got a huge, huge tournament coming up here in early July. There was a press announcement here just a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the background as to what this Adidas tournament is all about and how you managed to get it to Rock Hill.
Well, it's the Adidas 3SSB event. You know, kind of the background of it, it'll have the top 60 high school basketball players in the country, both from a boys' standpoint and a girls' standpoint. They'll be doing their Adidas 3SSB camp. But then they also do a tournament on the outside of that where we've got gyms booked all over Rock Hill and into Charlotte. They'll have 400-plus teams here. So we're really excited to get that event. It'll be branded Adidas. Now, part of what took, you know, we've been out going after events. So that was one part of it, but Adidas also heard about Rock Hill and what the Sports and Event Center was doing and came down and did a visit, and met with some of us, and it's kind of been a family experience since then, and we're real proud and real happy to have Adidas, which is a international brand here in Rock Hill and give us a lot of prestige and a lot of international
exposure,
so thank you.
So when you go off to these trade shows for sports and recreation, is that where you bumped into Adidas at one of these programs and the conversation started?
Yeah, we have staff that go to a number of trade shows, and that's where the conversation started. You know, and then it just kind of once they had a visit here, everything kind of blossomed, and we're really looking for an event such as Adidas to kind of call Rock Hill a home, and they kind of want a home, and we kind of want them here. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to do everything we can to do our best to make it a good event for Adidas, but also the people that come to the Adidas tournament.
Well, the big thing for all the young players is because you've got the top 60 players in the country, mm-hmm. boys and girls, and all these teams, that's a magnet for college coaches to come and take a peek?
Yeah, it's during a live period, so college coaches will be there, and we'll probably have next to 1,500 to 2,000 college coaches in town during that 6-day period. But you'll also have NBA scouts and NBA coaches coming to town to look at some of these talents, because some of these kids might be the next LeBron James. So,
isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
Wow.
And exciting.
Yeah, I bet it is exciting. So when you have this many people, and yes, we have a bunch of hotel rooms in Rock Hill. We haven't got that many hotel rooms. What, do you have arrangements with area hotels outside of here, maybe in Charlotte or whatever?
Yeah, and you know, I'll go back to the late 80s when we had 600 softball teams. We were able to bring two states, three different cities together to pull off an event like this, even though Rock Hill was hosting it. And that's much the same here. We've worked with Visit Charlotte. We worked with our partner, York County Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we also worked with, you know, our own staff. And we've been able to put together a team that ranges from here to Charlotte to put this thing together. And, you know, Rock Hill, York County will be full, but we'll also have rooms booked in Charlotte and surrounding vicinity.
You know, I remember having the opportunity to interview the young lady from Adidas. I think her name was Reese, who was at the press conference. And initially when she thought about Rock Hill, was it ever going to be big enough for this kind of an event, da-da-da-da-da. As soon as she saw that sports and events center, bingo, her mindset changed 180 degrees. To the point where she was saying, this is the kind of venue we want versus a great big larger city. We want something, you know, mid-sized like Rock Hill, because of maybe the family atmosphere that we have here, or how things are done, and the congenial attitude that we have about how we can put on a show for these people.
Right. And I think the secret sauce there is that, you know, if you go to a bigger city, you just kind of become part of what's going on in that city. But coming to Rock Hill and coming to a fine facility like the Sports and Event Center, you're going to get that "we appreciate you being here" type of feel. And I think that's what really sold them over, not only the event center, but how the people were treating them and wanting them to be here and wanting them to have a good experience. So, you know, we just had a volunteer event last week where we praised our folks for giving over 12,000 hours each year in volunteer help, and it's the same type of thing with this event. People embrace it, the community embraces it, and makes it a great event, and they feel welcome.
I always remember going back to yesteryear, the ACC Women's Basketball Tournament, which Rock Hill was able to bring here, and I think they were here three or four, maybe 5 years. It was a huge event, huge. I mean, we packed that Winthrop Coliseum just about every game. And then they did, you know, they got the big head, and they moved from Rock Hill, and they went to Charlotte or wherever they had. And you don't ever hear a whole lot about it since it left here. I don't think, to your point, we can make something really big here, bigger than maybe it would ever be in a larger city, because a larger city just got so much going on, that particular type of tournament doesn't get the kind of attention that it does here.
Well, and and I agree with that, you know, but I'm also proud of the fact that we're going up against bigger cities all the time with these events. I remember the soccer nationals in, you know, in the 2000s where we were up against Boston and Kansas City and won out because we were a full-service city willing to do what it takes to make their event a special event here. And they still give us kudos to this day.
And let it never be underestimated what the word hospitality means. PRT has got a PhD in how to roll out the hospitality. I mean, I hear that all the time when I talk to people who are coming in from out of town, whether it be for the BMX, whether it be for basketball tournaments or whatever it is, they can't believe it. Those people at the ACC Women's Basketball Tournament, they didn't know what hit them.
You're right.
You know how to do it right, and I know you've perfected it year after year after year after year after year. So, and now you have this last piece, this big piece that was missing from sports tourism, which is an indoor event center. and how quickly that came about. But, you know, the proof is in the pudding when you take a look at the numbers. I remember some guy named David Vihan. You remember him, don't you? Mm. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Remember him well.
He pulled out some numbers here a month or two ago that took a look at all of the centers where we do these things, Cherry Park, Hargett Park, BMX. And he took a look at the, let's say, the revenue from concessions, revenues from parking, what other little revenues there were. And he pulled them all together. And he said, here's the number. And I'll just say the number was $500,000 from those three. And then he said, let me show you what the Sports and Events Center has done already. And it was better than double that number. That's how significant the usage of that indoor sports and events center has been.
And David's exactly correct. And, the beauty about the indoor sports center is we don't have to worry about the variables like weather and all of those types of things. And then, you know, volleyball and basketball is our mainstays, but we can do almost anything in there. You know, August 5th, we're going to have ESPN's going to come in with ESPN Ocho, and we're going to have 12 different events, six at the Indoor Center, six at Manchester Meadows, and it's all kind of things. It's air guitar, it's that chase game, it's slippery steps racing, it's cornhole, it's Quidditch, it's going to be all kind of things. But the beauty about that is ESPN's going to be filming for 12 hours in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And we're real happy about that event, too. But the Sports and Events Center, the cornhole helped us get that. And it's bringing national exposure to our community. And we're extremely excited about all that. It's a little funny. You got to do a few different things. We even got axe throwing, so you got to be a little careful. You got to do the setup a little bit different, but it'll be unique and different and expose the whole nation to our fine city of Rock Hill.
It is amazing, and you can't buy publicity like that when ESPN smears you all over their channels. Yeah. That's really something, really quite something. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break, remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, now we do fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2 between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. Anybody who's anybody knows exactly why people keep coming here day after day. It's in the white letters, and we're all going to tell everybody else what it's all about. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden. All right, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, this is a great show today.
Well, we try to make them good every day, kind of like what you do, Charlie.
That's right. We try to make the best sandwiches and salads every day here at Substation 2.
And that's why we tell everybody, slice, slice, slice,
garden, 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 garden. Always fresh, always delicious.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in at locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Let's ask the young Alex Ruffalo why he thinks people keep coming back to eat at Substation 2.
Because they can see for themselves how everything on their sandwich or salad is sliced fresh right in front of their eyes. That's why we say slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
For lunch or dinner, make it Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. John Taylor's with us. He heads up Rock Hill's Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department. Adidas is coming. You had a big event last weekend, and it's pretty much the same throughout the course of the summer, just one right after another after another.
Yeah, every weekend we're averaging well over 130 teams, whether it be softball and basketball. But we're, you know, it's every weekend now, and it – yeah, it'll continue for probably 46 to 48 weeks a year. And we do have to take off time to redo the floors in the indoor center. But it's just amazing what we can do with that. And then throw all the other stuff that we're already doing on top of that. And, you know, every weekend something good. And we're real excited, real pleased that we can offer not only quality Class A places for our locals to play, but we're offering something to draw these events in and contribute to the economy of Rock Hill.
You know, I think that's a point that a lot of people lose track of, that these venues, name them, whatever they want, BMX, indoor sports, let's talk about that. If you want to go in there and shoot some hoops during the week, you can do that.
You can do that.
If you want to go in there and walk the indoor track that they've got, you can do that.
Yeah.
There you go. It's just that simple. If you want to go to the BMX Center and learn how to jump off that ramp, you can do that. If you want to learn the velodrome, you can go. I mean, all these facilities are open to the general public throughout the course of the week.
Correct.
Right? Pretty simple.
And we have all kind of programming that's going on, do that, whether it be dodgeball, kickball, basketball, volleyball. I mean, and then all the outdoor sports like baseball and softball. And then we have lifelong learning. I mean, you name it, we're doing something in this community for all ages.
I might add, I saw something come across my screen the other day where lifelong learning is taking a trip over there to the BMW plant to see how that's being done. I tell you what, that would be very interesting to do.
Well, all you got to do is call and sign up.
I know, that's right. Take a day off from work and go. You know, the other thing that I don't think people have any concept of, if you go walk, let's say, go walk Cherry Park on a weekend, what do you see first thing on a Sunday morning? You see the crew from Rock Hill PRT grooming the fields, getting the concession stands ready. I mean, that group you have 46 or whatever it is weeks out of the year, I mean, they seem to go nonstop, 7 days a week, handling all this stuff. Because these facilities require a lot of maintenance to keep them up.
Well, we're definitely a seven-day-a-week operation, almost 365 days a year. Real proud of the staff. You know, we talk about your family being first, but your PRT family is second because they spend a lot of time together. And I can't say enough or brag enough on the staff. And not only the PRT staff, but all the other city departments that help us run these events and do things for these events and provide services for these events. We're just real blessed to have a good team atmosphere with the city of Rock Hill.
All right, I'm going to go back to the Adidas tournament. This is coming up here, as you say, July the 6, we're going to start seeing them?
6 through the 14th. But you'll start seeing activity starting on the 3rd.
Right. So to attract them here, so people have to understand how this works, not only do you have to have a great facility and hospitality and all that kind of stuff, but it does involve some consideration by the city in terms of paying certain fees and what have you for them to come here because everybody else is doing it, correct?
Correct. I mean, it's there's some fees that are involved. But it's also relationships. I would say that's the biggest thing, because the relationship can mean a lot more than bid fees. And we are paying a small bid fee to Adidas to get them here. But we're also being a partner with them on everything that they do. And they're bringing a lot of money through rental fees, through
hotels,
the hotels, and through the hospitality that they'll be doing. I mean, it'll be this week, the whole week, they'll spend about $100,000 in providing food for all the coaches and the players and the coach, the people that'll be coming in with Adidas.
And just think about the revenue that'll be generated from accommodations tax,
mm-hmm.
hospitality tax, and let it not be forgotten that that whole indoor events and sports center, which was whatever it was, $25 million to build mm-hmm. that thing, that is being paid for by the hospitality tax.
That's correct.
That hospitality tax generates enough money to take care of that and a lot of other sports things that are going on. That's not coming out of the general fund.
That's correct.
Pretty interesting.
You know, it's not only paying for debt service on a lot of our facilities, and you know, some of that is coming off, so we're going to be able to do more, but it also pays approximately 53% of our staff that operates all these events.
Yeah. Wow. So, Adidas, with these college coaches coming in here, do you all have any kind of special thing prepared for the college coaches where, I don't know, you might have some reception for all of them together so they can schmooze with each other?
We have several receptions going on, one for the girls, one for the men's side. So we'll have receptions, and then there'll be a special viewing platform built in the center so the coaches can get up, look down on the games being played and the camps that are going on, and you know, so they can do that and they're not involved with parents or anything like that. They can focus on what they're there to focus on.
Wow. And as you say, this is what they call the open time?
It's a live period.
Live period.
Yeah,
right.
So it's where the college coaches can go look at the kids and interact with the kids.
And basically try to sell their school over another school as to why they should come and play basketball. Pretty interesting.
They'll also be, again, they'll also be competing for some of those athletes with the NBA teams, which is...
That's hard to believe. Kids coming out of high school into the NBA. And it's all happening right here in Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's amazing. Dare I ask what else is on the horizon?
Well, of course, you know that the BMX Worlds we're already heavy into the planning of that. That is in 2024. But, you know, as we learned last time, it's never too early to start planning for that event. That'll be a huge event. We're expecting over 50 countries this time, different countries to be represented, and we're expecting record numbers to that because it's right before the Olympics. So we'll have a huge turnout for that event, and we're doing everything possible to make it the event it was, plus some, in 2017.
Who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought? But it is. It's happening. That's great. John, thank you for being with us. Thanks for everything you and all that PRT Army does to make all this possible. Thank you, my friend.
Manning, it's always good to see you.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, one more time now. You know what we do here at Substation 2. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 8 o'clock at night. Everybody who's anybody knows why they come here day after day, day after day, after day, after day, day, day. But if you don't know, we're going to tell you right now. At the count of three, are we ready? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. All right, have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.